Well, the one thing that is encouraging is from Chris and our medical people, they are both getting better. They're both getting better and they're making progress. And so we'll see what happens down the road, Brad. We're going to try to be as upbeat as we can, encourage that they're going to be ready to go. You do the best you can. Everybody's in the same boat. I mean, we're going to try to give our starters as much work as we can through the first half, see where we are at the end of the half, maybe even come out with the starters into the third quarter just to have them come out of the halftime. Been part of that before. We're just going to see how the first half goes, and then we'll finish up with guys who are certainly in competition to make the football team and guys who work very hard to try to make the football team as well. We want to expose all our players and allow them to get on tape. Well, I think we got points different ways. We had three opportunities. We were in short field and we scored. We were in long field and we scored, and we went three and out early, and it didn't look good early. So we want to be more consistent. We want to take care of the football and try to continue to grow our offense and involve more players if we can. Most important thing is go down and score. We did 2 out of 3 times. We would take that pretty much any day of the week, and particularly on a Sunday game. But we don't want to start that way, and we hope to do a better job of starting the football game. Going into the game, yes. I know I said that last week. He was going to play, and he went out to work out. He came into me just before the game because I had commented on it and said he didn't feel quite right. And certainly, I'm going to listen to what he had to say. And we did what we could in his best interest. You saw him working out here today. We weren't holding him out, so we're encouraged that he'll be ready to play, and we'll see how he feels. We know he's not the type of player who's going to put himself in a position where he wouldn't want to be with his teammates. I totally believe that. So we'll see where he is, pregame, and I'm encouraged based on what I saw here this week. He practiced every day that he'll play. Every player needs to work and needs to play, but we'll do the right thing for Julius. I mean, he's been doing this a long time, and every player needs the work. That's why these guys come out and work as hard as they do. And you see the veterans, you saw them in training camp, they work. They want to play, they want to work, and we'll see where he is. And he'll get a chance to play if he's 100% and believes he can go at 100%.
But is there a concern that he might not be ready for the opener?
There's no concern there. There's no concern based on practice today and his level of conditioning that he'll be ready to play. But that's a long ways away. We'll see. I've always thought it was a great environment in Oakland. We got to know the fans, what they were really about, not only at the stadium but away from the stadium. And they're a bunch of fans that really love their team and really love football. And there's a little bit of a villain there, but they really aren't. They're good people that have day jobs just like the rest of us. And they come out to the stadium to, in their own way, support their team. So I think it's a great environment for us to go into. The first half should be noisy. We've got to play in the noise, and it'll be fun to do it. I'm looking forward to it. Well, there's a number of reasons. I wanted the guys to get a chance to see our new surface here. It's going to be a tool we're going to be able to use during the season at times when we need to get inside. They practiced very hard in the heat the last 2 days, and it's humid out there today, and I thought it would be a good opportunity on a short field, on a shorter practice day, to just allow them to come inside and see what the organization has done for us to help our football team to get better on the days we need to be inside. You know, we're encouraged with that as well. I mean, he's getting better every day, and we feel good enough that we'll see him, get a little more work over the next 10 days as we move forward. But the best I've heard from Jonathan is he's back up. His knee is cleaned out, and we're encouraged that he'll be working soon.